I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei told Iranians today it's time to stop their protests. It was the first time he's spoken publicly since last Friday's disputed presidential election. Hundreds of thousands have filled the streets of Tehran in anti-government demonstrations this past week. Their unlikely hero is losing candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi. Unlikely because of his hardline political past and his less-than-charismatic presence. The World's Laura Lynch has the story.
No one saw it coming. Even on the campaign trail, Mir Hossein Mousavi demonstrated a remarkable ability to be, well, pretty dull. On the stump, he talked of the need to solve problems at home using phrases like strong domestic management. Even Mousavi admits he's not bursting with charisma. But that doesn't matter to those even outside Iran who see him as their champion. At the Riza Iranian food store in West London, 30-year-old Dariush is wrapping up the fresh pastries he finished baking in the back just a few hours ago. He watched as much of the campaign as he could, and he is a Mousavi fan.
It's different. When he's making a speech, he's very calm, he's very intelligent, and I think the public, they love him.
What's a bit surprising, though, is that young Iranians could come to love a man with such deep ties to the hardline movement that steered the 1979 revolution. Mousavi was there from the start, an insider. Fatemeh Hajiachu met Mousavi during her years as a reform member of the Iranian parliament. She now lives in Boston.
I consider Mr. Mousavi as a realistic person and pragmatist.
Those qualities, she believes, are key reasons he was asked to be a candidate carrying the reform banner. Sharam Koldi of the University of Manchester has studied how Mousavi's politics have evolved. Koldi sees the leader as someone who's joined other pioneers of the revolution in seeking a rebalancing of Islamist principles to fit with modern-day liberal aspirations. Mousavi bears some of the scars of Iran's tough politics. He was prime minister during much of the 1980s, when the current supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was president. They are cousins, but Fatemeh Hajiachu says they spent most of their time feuding.
They had many disputes between themselves from, you know, picking the cabinet and for any issue like economy, culture, how to manage the war. Always there was a dispute between these two men.
Khamenei won the power play. When he became the supreme leader, he abolished the office of prime minister. Mousavi was sidelined and spent the next two decades leading a quiet life as an architect. It's one more reason Sharam Koldi finds Mousavi's new role such a surprise.
2 weeks ago, I wrote a piece in Persian in which I expressed my profound concern as to how a person who was a traditionalist could have changed during the past 20 years so much. And honestly, I didn't expect that the test would come in the form of the way he would stand his ground against Khamenei with respect to this election.
Those political battles, combined with the hard-won victories of the revolution, appear to have galvanized Mousavi. He's under enormous pressure to call off this new fight to let the election results stand. Mousavi may not be a moderate by Western standards. After all, he was one of only four candidates given permission to run by the country's hardline clerical establishment. More than 400 others were rejected. If Mousavi ever does become president, analysts say the world would see more of a shift in tone than in policy. But in Iran right now, the revolutionary has become the rebel. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.